Starting hour number three, welcome to the program. My name is Jim Rome. A tremendous Tuesday to you. I'm in Southern California. We've had both interviews that we plan to do today. So we are open in this third hour. One thing I can tell you, Alvin will slide over a chair and have a prize pick before the end of the hour. So if you want to wait on that, go right ahead. Sometimes the biggest topic on the show is the show itself. I like Alvin applauding himself. Alvin giving himself flowers. That's nice. Yay, Alvy. Sometimes the biggest topic on the show is the show itself. Take Tony. Tony in Arizona. Tony in Arizona called yesterday and was hyperventilating and was all out of breath. And I kept waiting for the mask to drop out of the ceiling so he could put it on his face and then get through the phone call. But he did. He made it through the phone call. But then took a lot of heat from all of you clones that don't get on the phones. So Tony spun the clock for about 21 hours, waited for another opportunity, came in, and called out a lot of you clones.
And
in fact,
what, clones,
called all of you out. It sounded like this.
I'm going to be here. I'm going to stay. I'm going to fight. Like you told everybody yesterday, Jim Rome. You told him, yo, why don't you come in here to the center of the smack-the-gon and tell this fool what's up? Well, I'm back, and I'm ready. Anybody, anywhere, anytime, like Max Holloway did.
All right, so a couple things there, Tony. I don't think that I said, why don't you fools come into the smack-de-gon and tell him what's up? Nor did I invoke the name Max Holloway or in any way compare you to him. However, my man, what you did do was step into the middle or the center of the smack-de-gon, and you did invite all of them to come in. The thing is, they accepted your invitation, and they're all coming over the fence. They're coming into the cage, and they all want a piece. Ed Wapner at 11 on the X platform writes, Romy, we wanted to punk the runner in AZ until he mentioned the 909, and then we got scared as hell. Sign the clones. Hey, Rome, respect to Tony and Phoenix for calling, but my guy's just Diet Vic in NoCal. Brandon in the Four Corners. Rome Slice, can you have Alvin put Tony's hyperventilation in slow motion? That would be really funny. Regards, Drew the Jumpman Jowett. I don't know, Geoff. It really depends who's asking. Since it's you asking, the answer probably is no. But I'm not going to answer for Alvy. Alvy.
The greatest moments of my life. So thanks. But now that I got that out of the way, first thing, I know I'm running here, Rum. Tiger. Watching him pace out on that course was incredible. Was that Tiger's wood leg?
All right, Geoff, bad idea. That's enough, Alvy. Thank you very much. All right, so, Tony, you said you were Max Holloway. Max Holloway or Justin Gaethje? I mean, normally Justin Gaethje would be an amazing thing, except that fight ended with my man Justin lying face first on the canvas, and I thought he was dead. Rome, wow. Way to, quote, clap back, Tony. Whatever that rambling nonsense was that you spewed. Yeah, I'm typing it out, too. I don't have time to waste 3 hours on the phone like you. Email I can do. Now get back to chasing those chickens at the farm, ya boob. Brad in the 360. You know what, Brad? That's not accurate. There are some people that will wait on hold 3 hours. There are some people that will wait on hold 3 days. There are some people that will wait on hold 3 weeks. There are some people that will wait on hold 3 months. However, Brad, that's not you. Generally, I can almost assure you in saying that's not you. Parody Larry, yes. Some others that don't want to hurt their feelings, yes. But this cop out that, hey man, I'm just too busy. I'm not too busy to thumb out something on X. I'm not too busy to thumb out an email, but I'm not getting on the phone because I'm not waiting on hold 3 hours. Nobody said you had to. It sounds like a cop-out to me. This is why I'll defend Tony to the extent that at least he put himself out there. At least he got on the phone, got into the arena, and shot his shot. It's a cop-out to say, hey, man, I'd do the same thing, but I won't because I'm not going to wait on hold 3 hours. I can almost assure you, you won't. So that's a cop-out. I don't buy that. Abel in the ATX, quote, for UFC 301, I want to see that caller from yesterday, Shaky Tony, and that dweeb from San Antonio who loves Jordan and his kids. Which dweeb? You mean Jeff from San Antonio?
War me and my fiance, and war Jordan.
One was out of breath and one was crying. It's not one and the same. One was out of breath and one was crying.
I am definitely a badass. I've got a kid, so, I mean, that's proof that I am a badass right
there. See, and then he bounced back like, quote, Shaky Tony. He went from crying on the air to being, quote, a badass. And how did he go from being crying Jeff to being a badass? He had a kid. And as I always say, if having a kid makes you a badass, then Alvin is Brock Lesnar.
Dude, now.
Johnny Scabs wants in. Damn, Tony, you're bringing everybody out, including the Scab. Quote, was that Tony in Phoenix or an even worse version of Matt in L.A.? See what I mean when I say sometimes the biggest topic on the show is the show itself?
Outro.
No show like this. It's got that culture within. At Fab_O_Liss. That man made less sense than the I personally believe chick.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so.
U.S. Americans
because,
is redundant.
Some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like
the Iraq and such as, and therefore, heretofore, for instance, moreover, tractors, garbage compactors, rice,
and bamboo,
flat screens.
Would you like that? You know how you'd get that, Rome?
Talk to me, Tony.
Once I'm done with this phone call, I'll tell you. So, these guys.
You personally believe that you'll meet all of them in Temecula and fight them all at once. They just keep coming. At karate. Tony should have left well enough alone. Call number two did not, quote, make it better. All right, so normally I would say the problem karate with a first call is you get drunk on the jungle Kool-Aid. That's not what happened to him. It went badly, and people were coming for him, so his pride kicked in, and, you know, he's likes to react guy, which I respect, and he deserved that right to do so. So I try to give him credit for it, but now you're all just coming. Like I said, you're coming over the fence upon his invite into the Smacktagon, and now it's one against thousands. You know, unless this guy's Bruce Lee and Enter the Dragon, and he's got a pair of nunchucks, and he's fighting everybody all at once, it's not going to go well. I can't wait till Kareem jumps in there. I love Enter the Dragon. I'll tell you what about Shaky Tony. I guarantee that dude's picking the phone right back up right now, or he's planning his response. You're not scaring that guy off. He is Bruce Lee without the black belt. And charisma. And chucks. At 5D Mac, quote, nice try, Rome. Nice try with that Tony guy. Ant. Signed the show plant conspiracy. I don't need to plant them. When are you going to learn, man? That's the beauty of the show. Do you really think if I was going to plant somebody, I would plant hyperventilating guy? If I were going to plant or fix the show, I would plant a much better plant than that. Jim, is this Tony or, quote, top shelf caller from a few years back? You mean Vinnie Mac?
Let's go to Des Moines. Vinnie Mac. Vinnie Mac, what's up?
all those double talking jive turkeys out there, they better watch out, because they're going to get their asses ragdolled. And all these Raggedy Ann and Andys out there, I'm the bottle on the top shelf. I'm the steroid that brought
back. I had to put him out of his misery. You're welcome, my man. Steve from the Northwest. Hey, Rome, is that Tony? Or is that the older gentleman whom we thought died on the air? Who, Bob?
Good
in LA?
Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, Jim. I don't know if you heard about it, but Lincoln Riley had a press conference the other day. He announced that he was suspending a beat writer by the name of Luca. I don't know what Lincoln Riley thinks. I just hope that this guy, Luca, goes to the first open court available and sue their ass, and therefore giving him another red stain on that nice, very pretty USC. Excuse me, Jim.
Don't get anywhere near Alvin, because that dude is heartless. So, Bob seemingly expired in the middle of a phone call. And Alvin ran him. Like, we can't have a guy die in the middle of a call. You're gone. Either way, you're dead. You're dead to me. That was incredible. And then we didn't hear from him. It was funny in the moment. Like, wow. Either he died or Alvin killed him. Or both. But then we didn't hear from him for several days. I'm like, well, it's not funny anymore. What if he did expire during a phone call? I don't want that blood on my hands, even though it's on Alvin's hands. Alvin damn near went into the room, unbeknownst to anybody, and just ripped the plug right out of the wall on Bob. Thankfully, Bob's all right. Bob called back. And one more. This is directed to Tony. Hey, Tony, don't listen to these a-holes. They're just proving correct your keyboard warrior take. As for the out-of-breath smack, don't worry. It could be worse. You could be Jeff in Richmond. If you stand outside on a clear night and you listen really close, you can actually hear his grim, rattling wheezes carry through the air. It's either his wheezing or his CPAP machine working overtime. It's hard to tell sometimes. You'll be all right. Tristan in Maine. You see? Tony, you got one guy who will take on the masses with you. All right, so there is that. Actually, there's not that. There's more. Daryl in the 503. Hey, Rome, tell these clones to get a life. Tony in Phoenix isn't even the worst call of the year so far. Leader in the clubhouse is V's 12 Days of Juicemas. That's not true. I don't know who the worst call of the year is so far, because I don't track that sort of thing. I just know that it's not V.
12 dumbass viewers, 11 dancing Eto's, 10 counts in Vegas, 9-inch blades, 8 Bill Walsh's, 7 Chloe's OJ's kid, 6 Bronco Blessings, 5 syllables for Pedro Guerrero, 4 O's, 3 bloody steps, 2 severed heads, and a prostate that gave OJ's a disease that he couldn't beat.
I mean, I hate to say this because I don't want to ever, ever, ever celebrate an OJ reset, not even now, but worst call of the year? If by worst call of the year you mean V's best call ever, then yes, that's the worst call of the year. And finally, Jim. And Tony, you did make it better. I got a whole segment out of this. Jim, never in my life did I expect to prefer to hear Matt in L.A. Did you hear what that guy just said? Never in my life did I expect to prefer to hear Matt in L.A. This D-bag in Phoenix is so excited to announce that he has a job. Let me guess, badass, your next call will be in tears for being a badass. The majority of clones work, dumbass. Matt 0.5 in Phoenix needs to stay down and take the 10 count. Jason and Sack, War of the Kings, lighting the beam tonight. Listen, I don't really know Tony in Phoenix other than those two calls, but I think I'm pretty safe in assuming that dude's not staying down. I can almost guarantee he's going to call back tomorrow, if not before the end of this hour. There's no way that dude's staying down. You could be stomping on that guy's head, and he's not staying down.
It might sound like I'm a little breathing hard again. That's because I work, homie, like everybody else out here in paradise. I'm out here grinding.
Brian, CNSP, hey, Tony, stick to cardio. Signed, Justin Fields. I'm telling you. Tony's got zero quit.
I don't know if you work out much, but you know, you,
what do
you of course,
mean
you're
don't
the.
Know if I look, at, look at you, dude.
I don't know if
dude,
you do that, but.
I'm to be your grandfather. What do you mean you don't
yeah,
know?
Yeah, I mean,
if
you
I
look good.
Come on, man, right?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And I like the pants.
Dude, I'll tell you what's not a pick me up. You're looking at me and going, hey, man, I don't know if you work out or anything.
Hey, I don't know. I mean, you know, you look like more of a cardio guy to me. Not,
you're right, dude.
Not a big weightlifter, but hey.
You're right.
Hey, Justin, you know what you look like to me? A backup quarterback. Oh, that was not cool. I take that back, dude. It's true, but I take that back. He didn't mean anything by that, I don't think. But you are a backup quarterback, dude. A backup to a sack of potatoes.
Like a sack of potatoes.
Anyway, Tony, I'll tell you this. A dude named Tristan has your back. That's good. And nobody, no offense to people named Tristan, but I've told you that story before. Logan Rome, our younger son, didn't have a name until he was like 9. Because Logan Janet Rome. And Janet, as sweet as my wife is, and the sweetest person I've ever met in my life, the best person I've ever met in my life, very stubborn. Very, very stubborn about certain things, and certain things like family. Certain things like where she's from. You know, stubborn about the right things. But DJ was extremely stubborn that since I named our first child Jake, she got to name our second child. And we could not agree on anything. Anything. I mean, we would take like road trips and we get like the book of names. You know, they have like these children book of names. It's like 15,000 deep. We'd go over all 15,000. Couldn't agree on one ever, ever, ever. So Logan didn't even have a name until he was like 9. And one of the first ones that she was just hammering, Tristan, Tristan, Tristan. That was one of those years where Tristan was a real popular name. I'm like, no, 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 no. And DJ would say, well, you got to name Jake, so Tristan. And things like that. No offense, Tristan, in Maine. So I shot that down. You know, I kept looking for that, like, short, punchy, strong, quick name. I wanted, like, Max, Jake, Nick, Jack, Tristan. Anyway, right around his 9th birthday, Janet says, well, what about Logan? I'm like, yes, that's it. Logan. I can't remember what it was. There was a time also, I think that one of her only objections to Logan was, I just think it's one of those names that could be seen either way. You know, like, what sex is that name? I'm like, Logan, it's a strong name. And then I can't remember what it was, but when he was a baby, I'm kidding about that 9-year-old thing, but we were at least 9 days in, and that kid still didn't have a name. But whatever it was, we had to make a doctor's appointment when he was really young, and one of the nurses or one of the receptionists called back and said, we are really excited to see your daughter, Logan. And she was like, oh, wow, see? I'm like, that won't happen again. That's on that nurse. That's not on us or the name. Here's one. Allow me to read this as it's written. Jimmy, my man. Tony sounded more winded than Alvy performing coitus on himself. Come on. Guess who sent that? If I had it in me to read it one more time, I will. And I do. Jimmy, my man! Tony sounded more winded than Alvy performing coitus on himself. Come on! James in Portland. All right. I'm going to do my best to get this train right back on the tracks, and we'll do that when we come back. I want to talk about the Bucks Let's talk about it. Milwaukee v. Indiana. Bucks fan, where are you? How are you feeling about this now? Giannis is not going to be ready, according to a Woj bomb earlier this morning, to start that series off. How do you feel about your chances against an explosive Pacers team? I'll give you my thoughts on it momentarily. O'Reilly Auto Parts can take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. Veriscan is a free service that pulls from over 600 million vehicle scans confirmed by ASE certified technicians to provide a simple report and possible fixes. The professional parts people can recommend a repair shop if needed. O'Reilly Veriscan, a free check engine light testing program available exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
The ones get it done. Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, click Grainger.com or stop on by. So I mentioned that Alvin would have a prize pick for you this hour. Prize Picks is one of our new partners, and Prize Picks is famous for daily fantasy. And to me, it's actually the thing I love about this. Well, I love it. But the thing I love about this, this is not just a partner on the program. This is something we do. This is content. This is something we do together. This is community. The thing that I like about Prize Picks, and I like it a lot, it's the first daily fantasy that I've ever participated in because, frankly, I don't want to go somewhere or do something where I don't feel like I could be proficient. And I never was really into daily fantasy because that's not where I lived, and I didn't have that time. And I didn't want the sharks to chew me up. That's not what this is. So a lot of you are into this, and I get that, and so am I, and so is Alvy. And Alvy will be by momentarily with a pick. Chuck, let me talk to you for a minute if you don't mind. I know you're multitasking today. Is our guy Tony already back for more?
You know it.
And where'd he come out on this?
You put up the bat signal, so of course he was going to call back.
I didn't put up the bat signal. I said that I know he'll call back. What I said was, I didn't say, please call back. What I said was, you can't keep this guy down. I guarantee he'll be back. Definitely tomorrow and maybe before the end of the hour.
Clearly, you're not surprised to see that he is back.
No, and did you try and talk him out of it or talk him into it?
No, I mean, I'm glad he's such a good sport about it. His point is, like, I've been listening for 25 years and I never had the stones to call. And now I called and I'm a huge topic for 2 days on the show. So he's loving it. He's loving getting roasted. I'm also fascinated by the difference in the call yesterday to today. So I am curious, I have to admit, what call number three would be like.
Okay, now we tried this once with Dave in Tustin or Tustin Ranch,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
And he made a phone call and it was a good phone call. And then he made a second phone call because it was a beef day. And that was a good phone call because I laid it out there. That's the one time. Like, Tony, I know you're on hold and I know you can hear me. We don't need or allow people to call twice in one day. Let me repeat that. We don't need or allow people to call twice in one day. Right. We just don't need it. And we don't allow it. But I said the one anomaly is when we have a beef day, you actually could get through twice, because if you called before the beef segment with a normal call, then I would allow you to call back during the beef segment, and that would be very unusual, and that would be a loophole and an anomaly, and you could do it. And that'd be kind of cool. That'd be a win. That'd be a dub. You got on the show twice in one day as a caller. Dave and Tustin Ranch did it, and I said, dude,
it's two for me.
Do you have three calls in you in one day? Because that's never been done before. Nobody's ever done that. And then he kind of ran out of gas. He gassed out on call number three, and no shame in that. So, which brings me back to Tony. Chalk just said, I was actually pretty intrigued by the improvement he made from his first call to his second call. However, 24 hours did elapse. He slept on it. So then you wonder, how would he go from his second call to his third call? And unlike the rest of you clones rushing in to pile on this guy, I'm actually pro-Tony. I appreciate a guy who's listened for 20 years, never had a reason to call, and then did. The thing about this is, and I've seen this too many times, man, you just get drunk on the jungle juice. You get drunk on the run. Like, you get your 5 seconds. You get your 15 seconds. And then I can't get rid of you. No names mentioned. Eric. Eric got off one great line, and now he signs everything. Your buddy Eric in Orlando. And I can't shake the guy. And Eric, not to single you out. It's happened millions of times on this program. You get in, you get some reaction, you get some run, and then it's like crack. Crack is whack.
And crack is whack.
If you try it once, you might be addicted for life. This is why you don't want to try crack. You don't want to smoke crack. This is the jungle crack. You get that high, and then you're just chasing it forever and ever and ever, and you're addicted. Look at this guy. He never called in 20 years, and now he's calling every hour. It's a perfect example of it. Tony, I'm going to think about this, because sometimes I have to decide what's best for the callers. Because if I leave it to them, then they'll make a bad choice. Maybe. And plus, I got to get to Alvy. And I know Alvy's going to be hyperventilating almost as much as you when it's time to make a prize pick. And now it's time to make a prize pick. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and then watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level. The playoffs, as you know, begin April 20th. The play-in round begins tonight, as you know, and the 17th and the 19th. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports. Prize Picks now offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account for the basketball season. I love it. You will too. Download the app right now. Use my code ROME, R-O-M-E, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Code ROME, R-O-M-E, on Prize Picks for a deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It is that easy. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Alvin.
I'm all about the playing games, Jim.
Hit me. I love it.
CJ McCollum, more than 19.5 points. Steph Curry, more than 3.5 three-pointers made. And I'm going to go with their Taco Tuesday special. Anthony Davis, more than 20.5 points.
Oh, dude, really?
I mean, they dropped it from... In the morning, it was 24. They dropped it down to 20.5.
I love it. I love it.
Right?
Dude, smooth delivery on your part. Can you run that back one more time?
All right.
Sorry to put you out.
Here we go. CJ McCollum, more than 19.5 points. Steph Curry, more than 3.5 three-pointers made. And AD, more than 20.5 points.
Alvin, again. Just kidding, dude. All right, there it is. Alvy's prize pick with a Taco Tuesday with AD. Nice job, Alvy. See, reps. Way to crush that. All right, let's get you a sports update. Good job, Alvin. Welcome back. So, I mean, responsibly, I should talk about the Bucks and the Pacers. One of the big stories this morning was that Woj bomb. The Giannis is not going to be ready to start that series. I'd argue that even if he was ready to start that series, I would have pretty grave concerns about the Bucks and how they match up and the Pacers and the sort of issues they're going to give them. Like, Indiana is a problem, to be sure. And they're a much bigger problem with Giannis not being right. Also, I thought that what Ben Golver said earlier about Damian Lillard, Ben was interesting in the sense that he said, there are certain things or certain ways that I'll write certain things, but I can say it differently on this show. And he made it very clear. He just said it point blank and straight up. Damian Lillard is the most disappointing star in the league this year. Ben Golver said that. So Dame might be unhappy in Milwaukee, Maybe that's not a good fit. Maybe he and Giannis have not meshed the way that they were expected to. Maybe they never got that pick and roll game going the way they thought that they would. I know defensively that's not a good team. I know that bringing Doc Rivers in was not a good idea. Look at the way they're playing. But who would have ever thought that when after all those years in Portland, when Dame was a near perfect player and guy, that he would finally say, you know what, I've done everything I can. Man, I need that strap. I need that chip. I need that ring so badly. I got to go chase. I hate to leave this community. I hate to leave this organization. I mean, Dame, like virtually bulletproof, then goes to, and he wanted to go to Miami. We know that. He wanted to go to Miami badly. Does not end up in Miami, but ended up in arguably the next best place, right? Milwaukee, alongside Giannis. They already had a ring. They were all in. And yet this could not have gone any worse for all of them, including Dame. You've got a guy like Ben Golliver, and Ben Golliver is not some hot take artist. Ben is one of the most respected scribes and journos in that sport, saying this guy straight up is the most disappointing star in the league this year.
Yeah, I'll say it's stronger for you. You know, sometimes I tone it down for the newspaper, but I think he's been the biggest disappointment in the NBA, period. I don't see any other way around it. Think back to when they made that trade. We all thought the Milwaukee Bucks were going to cruise 55 wins, maybe 60 wins. It was going to be Milwaukee and Boston in the Eastern Conference, right? Well, look at the standings. It's Boston and nobody else in the Eastern Conference because the Bucks just have not taken care of their business. You look at the interpersonal chemistry between Giannis and Dame when those guys are on the court together. It kind of feels like a corporate merger, right? Where they're like two separate companies who are trying to come together, but they haven't really figured it out yet. It's not really working. That's really been the vibe on offense. It's sort of my turn, your turn. They don't necessarily make each other worse, but they're definitely not making each other better. And then because they traded for Lillard, they really need him to play his best basketball because, you know, they lose a Grayson Allen in that trade, right? They lose some of their depth. They're plugging in these other pieces that really aren't that great defensively. They just don't have enough, in my opinion, to get by without Giannis. So they got to do whatever they can possibly do to get that cap right and get him back in the series. And
I think that's really interesting, especially what he said about it felt like some kind of corporate merger. You know, like a couple of companies merge and then there's a clash of cultures that they don't fit. But it's one thing to say that the pieces or the culture doesn't fit. It's another to say he is the most disappointing player in the league. I mean, who would have ever in a million years ever thought that you would say something like that about Damian Lillard? And he didn't say something like that. He said that. He said there's no getting around it. So that's going to be really interesting. Wisco fam, you know, the last thing I want to do is bring that bad news to you. But Woj did drop in with a Woj bomb this morning. Quote, ESPN sources, the Milwaukee Bucks are preparing to be without two-time MVP Giannis for the start of their opening round series against the Pacers, but our hopeful treatment on his left calf strain will allow him to return sometime later in the series. Alvin, you know that drill. Everybody else will say it too. Oh! Everybody assumed that they would win 55 or 60 games. Well, they were well on their way, right? They were 30-13. They were well on their way. Remember when that team was in such an urgent win right now mode that 30-13 was not good enough? Yet neither do I, because 30-13 is now a distant memory at this point. The Doc Rivers Bucks are 17-19, and they just limped right into the postseason, and now they're going to be without their two-time MVP, at least for the start of the series. And again, that's a series that is against a very good Pacers team. A Pacers team which I love, by the way, a lot. A Pacers team that was 4-1 against the Bucks this year. You know why that is? They're explosive as hell. They're very well coached. And let's face it, Milwaukee does not play the best defense or very much any defense at all. Even Doc seems to know that. And then you got my guy, Rick Carlisle. You know, Rick Carlisle is just lying in wait. salivating at the chance to finish off these dudes. Remember, there's already bad blood between these two. The only time the Bucks did beat Indiana in five tries, it took a 64-point performance from Giannis, remember? And really, Indiana kind of won that one too. They kind of won that one too because even though they lost on the scoreboard, they got Giannis to completely snap and lose his mind when they snatched his game ball. It was one of the funnier moments of the year. That's when my dude Rick Carlisle trolled the hell out of everybody by saying that Oscar Tshiebwe's first NBA points were more important than Giannis's career high 64. Remember this.
It was Oscar Tshiebwe's first NBA official NBA point, so we always get the game ball. We were not thinking about Giannis's franchise record, so we grabbed the ball, and a couple of minutes later, several of their players ended up in our hallway, and there was a fracas, a melee, whatever. I don't think any punches were landed, but my general manager got elbowed in the ribs by one of their players. And so he certainly has a bruised rib, and who knows, you know.
That's just so good. I mean, what an amazing troll by Rick Carlisle. Oh, I didn't know. We just wanted to make sure that Oscar Tshiebwe got the ball because it was his first NBA points when Giannis made it very clear, man, give me the damn ball. Give me the damn ball. It's a Bucks franchise record. I don't know anything about that. I just know that that was Oscar's first ever points. That's why. Let's go to the phones. We go to Green Bay, Wisconsin. Matt in Green Bay. It's good to have you, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm down here slinging some mail, and last week we had some agricultural stuff and a lot of farms I do deliver to, and it had a cow and made me think of Mark in Boston last year, you know, getting me excited for the smack off coming up, how he came to Green Bay dressed up as a cow in his own house.
You're right.
But what I want to talk about is the Wisco sports and how they always disappoint when it comes to postseason. Packers have continually laid eggs, Bucks lay eggs. I mean, yeah, they won it a couple years ago, but these are teams that are in their prime. Even the Brewers, they're solid teams, but they always lay that egg in the postseason. Lastly, I just want to talk to Tony. Hey, you know what? You had the cojones to call where these keyboard warriors sit there and type things out, make sure it's spelled, auto-check, all that good stuff. You just had the cojones to do it. But you know what? Lay off the Pall Malls. I'm out.
Matt in Green Bay. Lay off the Pall Malls. It's good advice. Things don't always end terribly for Wisconsin teams. Often, but not always. I mean, dang, the Bucks did win it all. The Packers are on the come up. The Bucks did win it all. Then they fired the coach that won it all. Then they hired a first-time coach who went 30-13. Then they fired him. Then they brought in Doc Rivers who went 17-19. So you got me there.
Clowns.
And now Giannis is not right. I took that phone call, but that Rick Carlisle troll job was just so deadpan and so awesome. What I'm saying is, you know, my dude cannot wait to get a chance to knock these dudes the hell out. And you know he's going to have his team all over Milwaukee from the very start of this series because they want to get a boot on their throat before Giannis does come back. So my advice to you, Doc, you better coach them the hell up. Even if we all know that's really not possible, or you would have done so already. But like I said, there is a bright side, and you know me, I'm always looking for the bright side of things. You cannot blow a 3-1 series lead if you yourself are trailing 3-1, which you probably will be.
Fracas.
If 30-13 was not good enough, I'm pretty sure that a first-round ass-kicking by the Pacers will be even worse. Then how do you explain that? If 30-13 wasn't good enough, what about going out in the first round? And don't even try and blame it on Giannis being banged up. Doc will probably just point the finger at the road crew and then remind everybody that he had no idea why the Bucks hired him in the first place. That it was never his idea. That he had no idea what they were thinking. You know, the very thing that we all thought when they hired you, Doc. It's going to be really interesting. Hey, Tony, there's always tomorrow, my guy. For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. My thanks to Ben Golver, Washington Post national NBA writer, Derek Shelton, Pirates manager, the XR4TI, Tony in Phoenix, and you clones. All right, so we got the play-in games tonight. There will be a lot to talk about tomorrow. Be sure you show up for that. Be sure you show up tomorrow with good takes coming off those games. How can you not? Frisco fan! We'll know. We'll know. Hey, are the Lakers going to melt down? Will Sacramento light the beam? All of that tomorrow. See you, Rob.